And not hearing any objections, I'll get to that portion. We don't have any consent items this morning. I don't believe we have any discussion items either. So we'll go into scheduling, and we have one item listed, but then we have several others, I believe, that Jack would like to add. So we'll start with the formal hearing for NODAC Electric Cooperative versus Otter Tail County. Our Otter Tail Power Company, complaint case number PU-20-356. Jerry, are you on the line? Yes, Commissioner Fedorchuk.
Can we have Jack list out the other ones that we need to do just so I get a feel for their urgency and how these all compare in terms of that?
Okay, absolutely. Jack, can you provide that information, please?
Absolutely. The one item, it was on consent today, PU-2398 and PU-20422. There was a notice of public hearing for the rulemaking. And normally, we do those and schedule them at the same time. Staff failed to put this on for scheduling at the same time that the actual notice was approved today. And so that's just a date that we have to set along with those notices as they go out.
Okay. Can you give those case numbers again?
Sure. PU-20398 and PU-20422.
2422, and what was the first one?
398.
3?
PU-20398. Okay. And PU-20422.
All right, perfect. Okay, and those were the only... The ones that you were adding, correct? That's
the
extent of it.
Adding at this time.
And are, if I may, Mr. Chairman, mm-hmm. are you proposing one, like a joint hearing or a back-to-back one date?
As noticed, it's a singular hearing.
Okay.
Okay. Then let's start with... the NODAC Electric Cooperative versus Otter Tail Power Company. Jerry, are you on the line?
Jerry, you want to go ahead and unmute yourself?
So we're not hearing from Jerry. Jack, do you have any of those potential dates by chance?
I do not have the dates for the NODAC Electric Cooperative. Jerry was setting forth.
Okay.
The for that.
Pat, are you on the line?
Yes, this is Pat Farr.
Yes, Pat. Jerry's not... weighing in on the dates that I think he... would be able to provide. Do you know what the potential dates are for the NODAC Electric Otter Tail power case?
I do not, but another possibility is Brian Johnson may know.
Okay, well, Brian, if you are listening in, why don't we put this on hold for a few minutes and go to what you have, Jack?
Absolutely. So... for the upcoming rulemaking hearing, all I need is a date on or after November 23rd for the rulemaking.
Okay, we do have the case on Monday, the New Star case. Tuesday is open, I know. For me, I know Wednesday on the 25th can sometimes be a little dicey because it's the day before Thanksgiving, or we could look at the following week. We do have, is it Wednesday, December 2nd? We do have an informal placeholder at 1:30 following the commission meeting on December 2nd. Should we look at that day, December 2nd, Wednesday, and utilize that placeholder, or would
sure.
invariably that will be.
Mr. Chairman, you know, who knows with COVID what legislative sessions are going to be like, but that is part of the organizational session, and we might need to be working with them on something or another. I think that should be a day we try to avoid. Almost a week, because they'll be typically in town for 3 days during that week.
Well, backing up, what about, why don't we start with Tuesday, November 24th? My schedule is fairly open that day.
It would work for me.
Commissioner Fedorchuk?
I need to go back to that date. I looked at it a second ago, and then I have jumped ahead. I think it works. Let's see here. Yeah, it looks good to me.
Okay, so Jack, Tuesday, November 24th, and what time would you propose starting?
I think a 1:30 start time would work, but really I'm wide open that day, and whatever is best for the commission, they can do first thing in the morning as well.
I mean, I'll say this. I don't have travel plans, so afternoon is fine with me. But, you know, for, like, someone else who might want to comment on our rule changes or something like that, you know, maybe some people have travel plans involving Thanksgiving, and so maybe if we have it in the morning right away, if they need Tuesday for that, that leaves their afternoon anyway. Mm-hmm.
I would be in agreement with that.
I think that's a good plan. Mm-hmm. I like that too, Randy. Like 10, 9:30 or 10.
Oh, I was thinking of 7.
Huh. Well, I was thinking some people might want it. If they care about it, they could come in that morning too, just depending on travel. So
9:30 or 10 is fine.
7 would be fine with me, but.
Right, that. Why don't we go with 10 o'clock then on Tuesday, November 24th, and schedule it at that time?
Sure.
And then if I'm just thinking, because NODAC, Ottertail, both parties, they could certainly make it by 10 in the morning, but that's a pretty early start for them as well, unless they're planning to do it remotely, which is probably more likely than not.
Okay.
I can't speculate entirely, but a little bit, I suppose. Well, 10 o'clock. Why don't we schedule it at 10? And then, so that one is scheduled, and then going back to the cases that you brought up, Jack, Brian, do you have any information?
I don't. The last email I had nothing solid enough for me to even propose a date, so if Jerry's got him, he's got him, and I don't know if he's on the line.
Okay, can
This is Adam. So I spoke with Jerry. He's having some audio issues. However, he said that he initially tried to get some dates from the ALJ for the NODAC hearing in December, but was unsuccessful. So he wanted me to ask for dates from everyone for sometime in January.
You know, I do have a concern with waiting that long, because I honestly, I don't know if this facility is under construction already. And if it is, that could really put things on hold in terms of not having power run to where they're starting to complete work.
Did Jerry say it was due to the ALJ unable to contact the ALJ, or is it due to the fact that the ALJ had conflicts?
He had conflicts.
For all the dates?
For a couple of dates that he had looked at in December. But I'm just jumping into this at the last minute here. So
maybe we could follow up today and get back with the commissioners and try to see if we can...
Right.
Something
yeah, early. And since it's scheduling, we can compare dates via email. That would be something that we can do again, since it's scheduling. But Jerry, I'm going to try one more time. Were you able to get through?
I do not see Jerry back in the call.
I will.
Cameron Koshis. It might be helpful just to simplify the scheduling if we talked about dates that work for us in December and threw some out there. And then maybe they can find an ALJ that might be able to accommodate one of those dates. I don't know. Just whatever we can do to save staff trouble going to all of us for dates.
I'm going to try Jerry really quick on my cell to see if I can raise him.
While you're doing that, my understanding was ALJ Dawson was unavailable for some dates, but that ALJ Hogan would be available. So I don't think there's an issue getting ALJ in December.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Hi, Jerry. I have you on speaker. You're live. So I have it. My phone very close to the mic, so everyone should be able to hear you both remotely as well as in the hearing room. Do you have some background you can give us on the dates, please?
Yeah, there were some times in December that Dawson listed as not available. But if we move it into January, I think we're clear.
Well, we would be clear, but again, do you have any information on where they are at with construction or wanting to proceed with construction? Would this hold them up by moving it to January?
No, but we usually will have temporary power on site.
Okay. Well, if you could confirm with the appropriate individuals that this will not cause an undue inconvenience for them to conduct it in January. But you said you did have some December dates?
I do have, but I can't get them on this phone. I'm talking to you now, and they're on the email, and they switch over. But they were in the middle of December that there was not that many of them, but there was a few that ALJ Dawson couldn't make, and one of them Hogan could make if he could.
Mr. Chairman, if I might interject, I would prefer to do it in December just because during the early days of January, it's really unpredictable with the legislature, and this is going to be a time.
Okay, how about if I send you guys... How about if I send you an email?
I just would rather not wait.
Yeah, I agree. I'd rather not wait until January as well, both from that point you just brought up, which is an excellent point, as well as the fact that it could cause an inconvenience on the construction side or just create uncertainty that's not necessary. Brian, did you have something for us?
From the email that Jerry sent me for December dates, ALJ Dawson is not available the 3rd, the 21st, or the 24th. If the 21st is the day that works, ALJ Hogan is available that day. So it looks like ALJ-wise, it's pretty wide open for December, minus those few dates. Those weren't just the only dates they could do it. Those were the only dates that they weren't available.
I see.
So, I don't know that Jerry's had any...
That sounds like the same email I had, Brian.
Well, it's the one you sent me, Jerry.
Right. It is your email, Jerry. So,
good.
So, I don't know if Jerry's had any conversations with the company at all to see what dates work with them or if we're just starting with the ALJ and going from there. So I don't know where the rest of it's at.
Okay, so if we were to look at, for example, Monday, December 7th, that week, the week of December 7th, there is a quarterly meeting I see on the calendar that we have on Monday, December 7th, from 1 to 2. But outside of that, my schedule is pretty open.
I have SPP that morning.
Okay. Right. So what about, Monday the 7th is not good for you, Commissioner Christman. How about the rest of the week?
The rest of the week's clear.
Okay. Commissioner Fedorchak?
December 8th looks really good. And hold on. Let's check. I have MISO on December 9th. December 10th also looks good. Let's check my other schedule here.
Okay, then while you're checking.
Those 2 days look good, the 8th and the 10th.
Why don't we put the 8th as the first date we shoot for, and then the 10th as the backup date? And do you think we need a third date to be safe, Jack?
I think it'd be, to the extent that we can have multiple dates, that's
that'd be right, right. And Commissioner Crisman, so the 11th, based on your earlier comment, would work for you?
Yep.
Commissioner Fedorchak, how does December 11th look for you?
That works.
Okay, so that would be our third date. So the 8th, 10th, and 11th of December, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and in that order, if we can get an ALJ.
The 14th might work too. Or are those days out for?
I have a conflict on the 14th, but it's something I could move. But the 15th, 17th, and 18th are wide open for me.
Yeah, 15 looks better for me too, actually. And the 17th and 18th is not as good.
Okay, then we have
the 15th on.
We have four dates then. Tuesday, December 8th, Thursday, December 10th, Friday, December 11th, and then the following week, Tuesday, December 15th. So let's see where that takes us. That is correct, Jerry. Okay, thank you, Jerry.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so we've got four potential dates, and we'll see where that takes us and wait to hear back. Okay, is there anything else that anyone would like to add to scheduling at this time?
Okay. Did we do the rulemaking stuff for Jack? We did. That was the first thing we did.
Yep, that's November 24th at 10.
Okay, very good.
Yes. Okay, I don't think we have anything else on the agenda today, so thank you, everyone. We were able to grind through scheduling, and we got it done. This meeting is adjourned.
Thanks, everyone.